Jeff Langman talking here today with Landon Grindle, of course, of the ESAC Raiders. He is going to be heading to Midland to take on and play some more college football and also finish up that education and continue his education. I tell you what, Landon, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on getting this decision out of the way.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
You betcha. You betcha. You and I were talking. You kind of made that choice back in early February. What was it that made you kind of feel like that this was the time to go ahead and finalize where you wanted to go?
I think the coaches, they just gave me a really good feeling about the place. When I took a couple visits there at first, and, you know, I didn't know if I really had a good feeling. I didn't really talk to the coaches much, but then I got to look at their facilities and talk with their coaches more, and they gave me a really good feeling about it, so...
What made you decide to kind of keep going back if you said you didn't have a real good feeling maybe those first couple of visits? That what made you keep going back there, do you know?
Yeah, I'd say I went to the game days, and those were fun. I always just tried to go to those just to watch some college football. So, but, yeah, I kept going back, and their coaches were always texting me, and they were staying persistent. So, yeah.
What kind of things were they talking to you about, and what type of interest did they have in you?
Just saying that they thought I'd be a great addition to the team, and, you know, it's kind of, I'd say it's trending upward at Midland, and things haven't been good. I mean, they do have 9 winning seasons in the past 9 seasons, so things have definitely been trending upward, but before they really weren't, and they all just seem really excited about what they have going on there and really excited about their new recruits. So kind of just gave me a good feeling there.
You said that you really wanted to go somewhere that was going to be competitive. What do you think, and what have they told you that's kind of led to the 9 straight winning seasons for them?
Well, they play in a really competitive conference in NAIA. So they play schools like, you know, Morningside,
yep.
Northwestern, 2 really good schools. So I just, you know, really competitive school, really competitive conference.
Those were also some schools you peeked at. You said you visited 8 different schools. Kind of take us through that list and what you thought of the different schools that you visited.
Each school, so I'd say Coast, Central, Loras, BV, all really nice campuses, all really nice facilities, I'd say. Just, yeah, I mean, I liked a lot about them, but I'd say Midland just, I don't know. They showed a lot more. I'd say they showed me a lot more. They just showed me they wanted me a lot more, is what I would say.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. It sounds like they were in on you early. We'll talk about that here in a second. Did you make multiple trips to any of the other schools, or was Midland kind of the only one that you went to multiple times?
I went to BV a couple times. They're pretty close by, so that was never hard to get up there. I went to Co. 3 times, I'm pretty sure. They were definitely probably my second choice. Co and Midland were definitely neck and neck for a while, but I think I just kind of left it up to the Lord there.
What was it about Co and Midland that kind of pushed them above everybody else? And you mentioned with BV being pretty close. Sounds like having to be close wasn't probably a priority for you.
No, I don't think being too close never really was a priority for me. And Co is at the top of their conference, and I just wanted to play for a really good team and play under really good coaches. So, and coaches at Midland, a couple of them are from Nebraska. They were at Nebraska for a while, so that gives me a good feeling. They have a lot of experience.
Are you a Husker fan then that the Nebraska connection kind of rung for you, or was it just that they were at a Power 5 and a D1 program prior?
No, yeah, I'm definitely not a Nebraska fan. I just like that they had some coaching experience in the D1 level.
Okay, who are the coaches? Because I'm thinking Ryan Held, but I can't remember if that's the guy that's there or not.
Jeff Jamrog, their
Jeff
head
Jamrog.
Coach.
Yep.
He had a lot of seasons at Nebraska, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, played there and coached there for a long time. So, yeah, outstanding guy. You started this recruiting process all the way back, you said, as a sophomore. Take me through those early days and how you were reaching out to coaches and who you were hearing back from.
Early on, just started up a Twitter and posted my highlights and just tried to reach out to as many coaches as I could and just see what I got a hit on. Pretty much how I did it in the early days. So,
what were some of the responses like though that first year or so?
I'd say a lot of camp invites. They wanted to see me. They wanted to see me in person. And I wished I would have went to a lot of camps as a younger guy to get my name out there and be able to show people what I can do.
Did you get to some camps then at the college level here in the last year or two to allow them to see a little bit more?
Yeah, last summer I was probably at a football camp every weekend.
Where did you all go, and what did you learn from that, do you think?
Yeah, I went to Northwestern. I went to a camp at BV. I went to camps in Kansas City and Des Moines and Omaha, just really all over. I'd say I just learned to be confident in myself and to not be too afraid of the moment, because you can't be too afraid of the moment, too afraid to mess up, because, you know, you only have so much time to make your mark, and you can't waste it being nervous or scared of the moment.
Is that kind of what the coaches told you about coming to camp and just going out and just kind of letting it fly?
Not necessarily. I'd say I got it more from my dad, and just, you know, I used to have problems with, I mean, we all get nerves, and I used to not play to my full potential because of how nervous I was sometimes. So I kind of just learned to not worry about all that and kind of just shut the emotions, shut the nerves down, and just go to work.
And it certainly helped you at the high school level. Your last 2 years especially were fantastic. Your senior year was a great year for you. How much do you think that helped having the coaches at Midland really kind of stay on top of you as far as wanting to bring you there?
They really didn't start recruiting me until the tail end of my season, but yeah, it was definitely something that kept me motivated and kept me wanting to do good, you know, have something to show for, really.
What did they first tell you? Because it sounds like they jumped in a little bit late in the recruiting process. What did they kind of talk to you about early on?
They just, you know, texted me, asked me if I wanted to come on some visits, said they had a lot of good things going there at Midland, and that they would be really excited to have me over there.
What was the final deciding factor for you between them and Co?
I would say, to be honest, I would say I just really left it up to the Lord. You know, I just prayed about it, and really how I got my answer, if I'm being honest.
When you reached out to Midland and Coach Jamrog and whoever probably the head recruiter was for you, what was their reaction like?
They were very excited. My recruiting guy, Denny Honnold, he seemed very excited to talk to me. I talked to him on the phone once, I believe. Yeah, he was just very excited.
What if they kind of told you where they see you helping them out? Offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the ball, you can play both, but where do they see you?
Oh, yeah, definitely as a running back.
What do you feel like your strengths are there?
Very shifty, very fast, very good power balance, good contact balance. You know, I think I'm definitely not there for no reason, so.
Where can you still get better, and what kind of work do they want you to do here before you get to campus?
I'd say just definitely getting stronger, getting bigger, putting some weight on me. You know, I'm not a very tall guy, so right. You know, that's definitely going to be part of an issue. So I think definitely just getting bigger, putting some meat on.
You and I were chatting before the interview. You said you're going into kind of the business management world. You're kind of leaving the options open because that's going to give you a lot of things. Is there one particular thing or a couple of things that you're maybe wanting to do with that degree down the road?
I mean, I I don't really know. It's so far away. I mean, I just know it's something in the business realm right now.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, Landon, it's been a lot of fun covering you. Looking forward to catching up with you again before you head on off to campus. So congratulations on making that decision, and best of luck. We look forward to following your career there at Midland.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You bet. Landon Grindle again with the ESAC Raiders. Again, he's headed to Midland to continue his education as well as his football career.